Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm asking our listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready to go along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to deliver God's Word. And I must apologize, we're going to do a very quick show on tonight. I'm looking at my time right now, and I see that I only have 13 minutes. For some reason, my information did not go through like it should have because of the homegoing service on tonight or this morning for my cousin, and I'm rushing, and I did not put it in correctly. So I apologize. So I'm going to ask Pastor Norman King if he would do an opening prayer before he brings forth a short message on tonight. We're going to have 13 minutes, Pastor Norman King. I apologize, and I apologize to you listeners. So right now I'm going to yield the mic right on over to Pastor Norman King, if you can give a short version of his message tonight, and we will correct this, and I do apologize. Pastor Norman King, I'm going to yield the mic to you at this time. Pastor Norman King.
Yes, can you hear me?
I'm yielding the mic to you. We're cutting very short on time for the night. I see that we only have like 12 minutes short. We only have 12 minutes left. I've made a mistake and did not put the information in correctly for tonight. So if you could do like a short version of your message for tonight, and we're going to come back and give you another date.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We pray, Father God, for those that under the sound of my voice and those that are not as well, that someone that God represents is out there sharing your love with them, Father God. We pray for the bereaved family, Father God, that Brother James talked about a few moments ago. And we just pray, Father God, that the hearers of your word tonight would be able to receive something, Father God, because your word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Father God, that they will receive that word, Father God. And we pray, bless upon this ministry as well. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. It's to you, Father God. We pray these things in Jesus' name we pray. Thanks to God. Say amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. Okay, so tonight, as we had those minutes, we're going to go through the word. Amen. And we are looking at Ephesians, the third chapter, verse 20. And 21 will be our text for tonight. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ. And as Brother James said, that we will just finish this out next Saturday night. Amen. And I want to talk briefly tonight because of our time, that my God is able. Amen. My God, your God, is able. Amen. And this is the time that Paul saw need to pray. Amen. And we hear so much about the Lord's Prayer. And this prayer here ranks second to the Lord's Prayer. Amen. And because of its importance, it should be prayed by believers every day. Amen. And as we look back briefly at My God is Able, and we know that we have pressures in this life that we are experiencing every day. But I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, remember that our God, I'm going to just say our instead of my God, because my God is our God, so I'm going to just use the word our. Our God is able. Amen? Doesn't matter what pressure that we are experiencing, God wants you to know that he's able. Well, what he's able to do? I'm reading the Amplified Bible. Amplified Ephesians 3:20 says this way, now unto him who is able, it means carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think. I'm gonna stop. What's it saying? You and your situations and your pressures of life, amen, it's up to us to shut down the pain. Amen. Other words, you may be experiencing pain, but it's up to you to use that what's inside of you, which is called the Holy Ghost. Amen. We got pressures in this life that we are experiencing. Amen. And you got to just be positive to yourself. Amen. And say that even though I don't have it all together, but my God is able to do what? Abundantly, super abundantly, more than we ask or think. Amen. And Paul in here, think that you are all this and that, amen, to try to look a certain way in front of people. Just know this example that Paul showed is an example of how we ought to show our vulnerability and realize and acknowledging that our God, what, is able. Amen. He's able to do just what he said. Amen. So we have to understand that going through our emotions sometimes in life, we can get carried away by them. That it can allow us to not use the power that's within us, which is called what? The Holy Ghost. Amen? So I want to just, I know it's a short message tonight, so I'm not going to try to compact too many things, but I want to leave this with you tonight. Just know that our God, amen, is able. Amen? No matter your situation or circumstances, just remember that our God is able to help us. It doesn't matter what it is that we may be going through. Just remember that our God is able. Amen. So sometimes we're forgetting what lies behind us, and we're reaching forward to the future, but we are trying to look over the now. Amen. We look over the day. Amen. But just remember that our God is able. Amen. Our God is a nevertheless God. Come on, somebody. Amen. And Jesus showed some examples, even Matthew 26:36-41, and some pressures that Jesus went through. And I know we're short for time, like Brother James, so I can't really get into all that. And I want them to know tonight that our God is able. What is able to do? He is able. I'm going to read the scripture again. Amen. Let me bring it back up. He's able to do super abundantly, the Amplified says, more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams, according to what? His power that is at work where? Within us. That's my point, y'all. His power is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So our God is able, amen, to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Amen. King James put it this way. I'll read it real quick. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So remember, remind yourself sometimes, amen, that it's the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. Elder John says in 1 John 4:4, one of my favorite scriptures, that ye are of God, little children, because greater is he who's in you than is he is of the world. Amen. Just remember that our God is able. Amen. We got time for the song tonight?
Yes.
Brother James, we do? Okay. Praise God. And like I said, we'll come back next week and we'll finish this out. Amen. We give God the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Here's the song coming right now.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in all of his grace. You're in all of his goodness. You're in all of his mercy. You're in all of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, happy from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heal me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened.
Amen, amen, and amen. Our God is awesome. God bless you. My prayers are with you, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what I love about God?
Amen.
You know, when you got God's word, sometimes it don't take a long time to get God's word out. And the main part of this message is that if you don't get nothing else, get this. And I'm a witness, too, along with Pastor Norman King and along with other listeners on tonight. If you are born again, in Jesus Christ, if you've been through anything, if God has brought you through anything and brought you out of anything, you and I, we know without a doubt, no matter what it looks like, we know that God is able. So remember that. If you don't remember anything else from this short message on tonight, remember and know without a doubt that God, the God we serve, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. That's the kind of God we serve. He's an awesome, powerful God. Aren't you glad that you know him and he know you? I thank God for you, the listeners. I thank God for Pastor Norman King. And I once again, I do apologize to Pastor Norman King and you, the listeners, for having a very short show on tonight. I do apologize because we had my cousin's homegoing service today, and then something else happened after that. And so I was rushing. I thought I had all the information in correctly before tonight's show, and I had to rush in and put it in. And it would not allow me to put the whole hour in like we normally do. So we apologize, and we're going to make up the time at a later date. So I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. Until the next time, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for this another day that you have made. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we feel or how we see things that's going around in the world, that is not pleasing to you, we know that you're still able, and we know that you can change things in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Standing on your word, Lord, because we know that you are awesome, God. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands, and we thank you that you're not like man. You cannot lie. You cannot fail nor change. So we thank you that we know that you are able. You are able to bring us out of any situation that we find ourselves in, whether we bring it up on ourselves or other circumstances bring up toward us, we know that you're able to deliver us. You have a strong hand. You are mighty, awesome, powerful God. So we thank you for your word that lets us know that you are able. So we're standing on that word and on your promise. So now, Lord, we pray and ask you to continue to bless your listeners, continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their heart. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry, Heavenly Father, that it will grow to everything that you call and purpose for it to be, even before the foundation of the world, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. And now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name. Move by your spirit We pray that you would anoint the vessels that are going to bring forth your word even tonight, before tomorrow, that every door that's open in Jesus' name, souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified individually and then as the corporate body of believers all over the land. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, know that God loves you, and I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
So you